Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast. And welcome to our March 25th, 2021 podcast. Make that podcast number 108. No resort fee at the Hyatt. And make that the Hyatt in Washington County. Oh, attached to the Meadows Casino, which we visited again this week. And in part two, odds and ends, we're going to take a look at the Las Vegas Advisor by Anthony Curtis, because they are now a legitimate legal travel agency. What a change. And deals galore, not just in Vegas, all around the country, and even more. And closing out in Craps Talk, we're going to know, oh yeah, we're going to know that it's okay to say, abandon that hedge bet. And I used to be Mr. Hedge, but I realize at times you have to abandon that hedge bet. And we'll explain that again in Craps Talk. So just a short break, and we're coming back, and we're ready to roll.
Hi, everyone. This is Jane. So happy to be able to tell you that we had a visit to the Meadows Casino in Washington, Pennsylvania, and also to the Hyatt, which is attached to it. And when I say attached to it, there's a walkway. It's a regular Hyatt hotel that's attached with a walkway over to the casino. We hadn't been there for, almost a year, but always happy to go back and to go there. I will say that the staff there is just makes it always so comfortable to be there. And it's truly a complimentary room from the casino because there's no resort fee. The one nice thing about that hotel, too, is that usually we can check in, you know, as long as it's a reasonable time, like at 1:30, 2 o'clock, the staff there lets you check in, which we do sometimes because we like their pool. And we will use that and have a day in the pool before we go up to the casino. Or sometimes we like to go shopping over at the outlet mall, the Tangiers Outlet Mall, which is right across the highway, which this time is what we did.
I've come to learn that the Tangier Outlets are coast to coast. I mean, that's not just an East Coast thing.
Oh, I know. That's true. Well, I've known that since I am a outlet mall fan. I know their names.
So. Well, you're the outlet malls, what I am the craps.
Probably, maybe. Anyway, so we checked in. It was probably about 2:30 and got our room, went up to it, put our things down, and then we went right over to the casino. So then when we came back, after we had had our dinner, we came back to the hotel. Actually, we had our dinner in the Parlay Lounge of the hotel. We like their food there. It's excellent. After we had that dinner, then we went up to our room again. Yeah, then I noticed a few issues. Mainly, there were not two shades in the window. There's usually a sheer shade and then the security or the darkening shade. And it was especially necessary in this room because right above us was the whole parking garage complex that we could see out of our window and the walking bridge over between the hotel and the casino. And all those bright lights from the hotel shining into the room and no darkening shade was there. Okay, that was the first problem. Well, then the fan, I turned the fan on. It was a little bit chilly still, and we hadn't turned any heat on when we got into the room. Because it was probably, I don't know, it was warm.
You're talking about the fan on the heating and cooling
system. The fanning
system.
On the heating and cooling system, yeah. I hadn't turned anything on yet, so I turned that on. Well, on high, it was made such a loud noise, I had to turn it off immediately. Okay, so I thought, well, I'm just going to walk down to the desk and see what I can do. So I went down, and the attendant there was very nice, said, oh, I'm sorry about that here. And she gave me another set of keys and said, this room's only about five doors down. It's actually closer to the elevator. So just take this room, this key and go move to the room. And then, if there's a problem, let me know. So we did just that, and everything was fine in the room. We didn't find any problems in there. So then in the next morning, we were so happy to get up and find that they had hot breakfast again. They didn't have a full buffet that they like they used to have because they had quite a large spread before. But I did find out from the staff they had just renovated the kitchen. They have a brand new facility, cooking kitchen in the Hyatt restaurant area, and for the breakfast. So they had, in hot foods, they had scrambled eggs, potatoes, and ham. Now, they still have just one kind of bread. They have white bread individually wrapped so that you can have toast, where they used to have white bread, rye bread, and wheat bread, and bagels and cream cheese. They don't have all of that yet. They don't have any fruit yet. They used to have large trays and large bowls of fruit. They don't have anything like that now, or even any just apples or oranges. They used to always have a bowl of apples out in the lobby, too. But they did have individual bottles of orange juice, apple juice. They have hot instant oatmeal with hot water dispenser that you can make yourself. They have wrapped blueberry muffins and also Pop-Tarts. So at least they're starting to break out and have more food. And there were people taking part in it.
Just wanted to make sure that you understand that the Hyatt offers that buffet to any guest that stays there. We had a complimentary room, and as Janie said, there was no resort fee, so we were totally free. And another feature we were happy to discover, the dinner the night before was covered by our MyCash points through the casino, and this is a big change. I hope it becomes a trend in other places. When I hit the promotion kiosk, it said to me that I could take a $25 match play coupon, which I normally do, take those match plays, but for the first time in a year, I'm imagining, it also said, or you can put $20 on your card instantly for MyCash, and it's accepted at the food outlet at the Hyatt, the Parlay Lounge. So that's a sure $20. It's not a risk because a match coupon, you know, you could lose it. So I took the $20, and in Crab's Talk, I'll tell you how I got another $20. But it's important to understand that now at the Meadows, the MyCash points can be used at the Hyatt Hotel.
Yes, that was good news to hear. But I was just happy that, you know, they're getting back to having the bigger breakfast. We also had the pleasure of meeting Beth, who is one of the maintenance technicians there. Now, there was nothing wrong with our new room, but in the morning, as we were packing up ready to go, somehow the safe got locked, and neither of us thought we had locked it. Of course, we each thought the other one had done it, I think, but we couldn't get it open then because we hadn't locked it with our code, so then we couldn't reopen it. So, of course, I had to call maintenance, and she came very willingly and happily and got us into the safe. And just as we thought, there was nothing in it, but you can't leave thinking that there might be something in there without going through everything that you brought with you. But we had a nice chat with her, and we found out a few things, didn't we?
Yeah, she revealed something that we didn't know. Of course, in Pennsylvania, as in most states, if not all states, there was months where casinos, bars, restaurants were just closed down. You know, they call it a lockdown in a lot of states. I know in California they call it a lockdown. Well, it felt like a prison, you know, if you owned a restaurant or a bar, you felt like you were put in prison. But the Hyatt stayed open, not the casino, and so consequently this is how they made it work.
They opened just the second and fourth floor. They have four floors in the hotel that they usually have open. But they decided just to restrict it to two floors. And I will add that this Hyatt is not that far from the Pittsburgh airport, and from staying there so many times, we've talked to other guests and we found out that a lot of people from out of state like to stay there. They go there from the airport, and then if they're here for medical reasons, that they have to go to UPMC or AHN, because those two facilities cover probably every medical procedure in the world, and they get many out-of-state and out-of-country visitors there.
They also have a lot of people who are working
Oh, that's right.
And they're they're blue collar workers on their fracking people, and they work, you know, in their specialties, because Pennsylvania is, I think, the largest fracking state, maybe if not the largest, very close to it. And it's just a way to get natural gas out of the earth less expensively than normal. And they stay there too. So.
Oh, right. They've been staying there the entire time. There's quite a few gentlemen that we've met that have been there the whole time, last 4 years, I think, that they stay there. So the Hyatt is very busy that's there. So they did keep their pool open the entire time. And as I said, they had their breakfast in the morning, just takeout. Everything was wrapped, but you could have a takeout breakfast there.
I want to say that, you know, in our society there's issues, but right now courtesy is alive and well at the Hyatt. The staff, extremely amicable, friendly.
Yes, we've been staying there for, I'm not sure how many years, 4 or 5 years. And, I mean, we'd gone before to the Meadows Casino, but we hadn't stayed. Well, they didn't have the Hyatt. I don't know exactly when it was built, but... that was built, and then they put the walkway and connected the two. And everybody's been so friendly there. And as I said, even with our little issue with the room, it was really not an issue. Nothing has become an issue there. And the same is true at that casino. The Meadows Casino, I think, is really well run. Everybody's very courteous. They'll do whatever it takes to answer any questions you have or make sure that you, while you're there, it's all very enjoyable.
Yeah, we're going to turn our attention to the casino and our gambling and our experiences there. But in Pennsylvania right now, April 4th, there's a major change. And that's because to get a drink at a bar, you can't. They're closed. So the restaurant part of a bar, you know, that where there's tables and such, nobody can sit at bars in Pennsylvania. In casinos, there's no bartenders, you know? So you can get a drink, a mixed drink or a beer, but you have to go to a specific area and you have to buy food. Now, what most bars have done is people go in and sit at tables when they want to have a few beers together, but they're forced to buy $2 pizza or a hot dog.
$2 hot dog, yeah. Right. There, or $2 french fries or something. There are people tending bar at the Meadow, at the casino, but you can't sit at the bar. You can get drinks, but only if you eat.
Yeah, and the thing is, you have to pay $2. So after my craps experience, I was in a good mood, and I wanted to have a beer, so I had to go into what's called the eatery and ask for a $2 hot dog and a beer. And she goes, "You know the rules." I said, "Yeah, we know the rules." So that's all going to change April 4th. Also April 4th in Pennsylvania, restaurants can go up to 75% occupancy. And, hey, don't tell anyone.
You can now order a drink without having to eat food.
April
4th. I still
4th.
Don't know if you're going to be able to sit at the bar, but you can order a drink.
Yeah, I'm thinking you can, but we
don't
know.
Well, we don't know. They haven't been printed out yet for
next podcast,
for
we'll have to talk about that a little bit.
But what was funny, when you talk about at the eatery and at the bar there, that you have to order a hot dog to get a drink, and I think you can get two drinks.
You can, yes.
You can get two drinks with that $2 for a hot dog, but... When I went after you did over there. I didn't even know you had been there. I went over, and I just wanted a soft drink, actually. And I was offered two hot dogs if they'd give me, because people wouldn't, they'd pay for the hot dogs, but they didn't want to eat them. They didn't want to take them. They just wanted their drinks. So they had these hot dogs to get rid of. And they didn't want them to go to, they didn't want to throw them away. So they were offering them. I didn't take one, though, but because I knew we'd be eating later.
Well, you know, there's one thing, when we talk about the Meadows, something happened at the Meadows that it's incredible. It could happen anywhere. It's just an accident. But we observed it. I think Janie should tell that now. I'm going to say that the valet was closed, so it didn't happen on our trip. But this is something we remember and we'll never forget that happened to our friends, and we were with them.
Right. This was probably just before the pandemic happened. There were four of us, and we good friends of ours, and we decided to we'd go to the Meadows one Sunday, but we went in separate cars because they'd just gotten a new car, and decided that they wanted to drive around a little bit, so they were going out earlier in the morning, and then they were going to go down to the Meadows, and so we met up with them there. Well, when it was time for us to leave, you know, we both had parked through the valet. I had seen the car at their house when I'd drive past in their driveway or in their garage, but I hadn't been up close to it. And so we're standing out there and waiting for the valet. And there was another couple with us, too. We didn't know them, but they were leaving also. Well, when the valet brought the car up, both of the wives said, "Oh, there's our car." And then the valet gave the ticket to our friend. And the other woman said, I think that's our car." And so I said to my friend, is this your car? And she said, "Well, yeah." And as it turned out, the two women spoke. They had got the same car, the same color. It had the same color interior, same year, same make, same model. Everything was the same. So my friend assured me it was their car. And so they drove off. And then we got our car and we drove off. Well, we were driving maybe 20 minutes and we get a call and here it's our friends, and she said, "You're not going to believe this, but we have the wrong car." And so at the same time, I guess the other couple found out they realized they had the wrong car, and then they both went back to the Meadows and got to switch. But I find that unbelievable that had happened. But again, you know, both of the women at the same time said, "That's our car." And they were everything was identical, and they only recognized it. I'm trying to remember how they recognized it. There was something she turned around and saw in the back seat that wasn't theirs.
Yeah, and we don't know what happened with the couple, the second couple, but we do know what the Meadows did for, I think we do, don't we, Jane?
Well, I don't know. They got comped from the Meadows for that mistake, realizing how horrific it could have been. I mean, had there been an accident or how far they went before they discovered it? And you're thinking, how could that happen that you don't know your own car? Well, first of all, remember, my friends had just gotten theirs a few days before that.
Yeah. Oh, my. That's funny. And so we think the Hyatt and the Meadows are great places, but anything can happen. You know, so.
Well, I would say to anybody that uses valet parking anymore, I mean, you have to be sure. And again, most people, you know, you'll have some particular color that's different or their interior's different. These were black vehicles with all black interior, the black wheels, everything was identical.
They were the same car, I mean, appearance-wise.
Yes.
All right, so let's
talk. I just thought that was curious, and I hadn't mentioned it before.
You're the slot player. We hadn't been at the Meadows for almost a year, maybe a year, and so what was your day like at the slot machines?
Well, they were good. I went in and just started winning. In fact, on my favorite Honeycomb machine, I couldn't lose. I kept winning. So then finally, as it started to slow down, I thought, well, you know, I have some other favorites here. I'm going to go try them. And then I didn't do as well on them. My favorite hot roll dice game that I love, and I always clean up on that game, I couldn't do anything on that game. So I kept moving on, and then I thought, well, okay, I'm just going to, you know, settle for, well, after I played a lot. And then I've had some big hits that would encourage me to stay. And then I tried a couple new machines and didn't have any luck on those either. So that's when I met up with you over at the eatery. Oh, no, you called me.
Well, I was done. I had my beer. My crap game was over, and I wanted to play some video poker with you, if you know, beside you, if we could. And?
Well, then, so I sat down beside you. I think we might have been a machine apart.
Right, because every other
slot
machine. They
were closed,
yeah.
Right. So, and I asked you what you were playing, and I decided to play jacks or better. And I always play the poker for the max. So I had probably three rolls, and then I hit four eights. So I won back all the money that I had lost on my five or six machines that I played from the first machine that I tried.
Yeah, so you really had a great day, because it's always nice
to win
with a big win, and
right.
You did. So that was
right.
Good.
I was just stunned. I won it all back and more.
So really, it felt at the end of the day like we were back in the groove. You know, we loved the Hyatt, and then I call it the Sky Bridge from the fourth floor of the Hyatt to the parking garage and the entrance to the casino. So you're protected from the weather. You can walk across this open space over a highway, and it's a safe thing you could do. And we enjoy that. We also enjoy the complimentary rooms. We get 2 a month, the first 2 weeks, the second 2 weeks. And again, there's no resort fee or taxes. So a complimentary room is just what they say it is. It's a free room. So we enjoy it at a great hotel. And now that you can use your match play coupons, convert them to MyCash for almost the same amount. $25 becomes $20 in MyCash, which is real money. You know, it's even a better deal than it was before. I'm really excited about it. But, you know, some people are not from Western Pennsylvania or Eastern Ohio or West Virginia or have no reason to be close to the Pittsburgh airport. And we like to compare, you know, our experiences with yours out there. So don't hesitate to call the show and let us know. We also have a Facebook group called Casinos USA. And we have, I think we're getting around 650 people, close to 650. And they often post things. We post every day casino news from around the country. And they often post their experiences too, their wins, their experiences. We have casino workers and dealers that belong to the group, and they help us with things and point things out and talk about their places. So, you know, this is a hobby for us, and I'm sure it is for you. We call it recreational gambling. And, you know, just sharing experiences. And that's what we're all about here at Casinos USA podcast. So we want to talk about the Las Vegas Advisor for those people who will be going to Las Vegas. You know, as more and more people get vaccinated, you just want to get out, get away, go back to things as normal. I think 25% of the people in the country have at least one shot of the vaccine, of the several vaccines that are available. And so things are getting better. But if you don't have a gambling history where you get complimentary rooms in Las Vegas, what do you do? Well, there's a lot of things you can do. There's a lot of outside agencies deal with the hotels directly online. But you might want to turn your attention to Las Vegas Advisor, because they are now, this is Anthony Curtis's Las Vegas Advisor, a legit travel agency. And I want to come back after a very short break and talk about some of the deals that they are offering, which I would consider if I didn't have comp rooms through M Life or Caesars, I would definitely consider doing some of the deals that they're offering. Short break, and we'll be right back. So Anthony Curtis, Las Vegas Advisor, has now created what he calls the LVA Luxury Travel. And what they have done is they partnered with Travel Edge. And Travel Edge, that's written as one word, Travel Edge, the largest luxury-focused travel agent in North America. And they specialize in getting great rates at top properties. And here's the thing, they bundle them with complimentary amenities. And so when you get a price here, I'm going to give you a price. You have to realize that sometimes what the amenities add up to almost equals and could even surpass what you're paying for the room. And also what I appreciate so much is that they give you your fee with, you know, the resort cost and the taxes all figured out. So you're not going to get, you know, screwed at the checkout and realizing there's several hundred dollars more than you owe because no one told you about the resort fees. So what I'm going to review with you, you can find for yourself if you go to the LasVegasAdvisor.com and see what you can do there. But here's one, and again, these prices will change as the months go by, but this is something you can book now, and it's for the Delano April 4th through the 7th. You know, the best thing about staying at the Delano is that you're guaranteed to be in a suite. It really is an incredible property in that way, 725 square foot suites at the high end. And there really aren't a whole lot of all suite hotels on the strip, particularly that are sort of luxury. So here's what it is. Your total price for April 4th, 5th, 6th, check out the 7th, is that $362.60. the value of the amenities that you'll get will be $280. So your net cost for 3 nights at the Delano, $82.60. Now, you're going to pay $362.60. That's total, all taxes and fees. But here's your amenities. A $100 food and beverage credit, and you can use that at any MGM participating restaurant, as well as a $60 per day breakfast for two people. So you get $30 a person for breakfast a day. All right, 3 days, that's $180. Also, you add to that the $100 food and beverage credit. That's a one-time. That's $280. You're paying $362. So again, it's a cost to you of, what, $82.60 overall, $27.53 per night, that $362.60. Those are the kind of deals that the LVA, Anthony Curtis's partnership with the travel agency, can really do for you. Those are amazing. You know, I get up to 4 nights free at the Delano because of my play on MGM properties, and a $50 food credit one time, you know? So I'm just paying the resort fee and taxes. But believe me, if I didn't have that free room deal, but it's not totally free because I pay resort fee and taxes, I would be on the phone or, excuse me, online signing up for some of these deals, you know? They're really, really interesting. And I just want you to check them out. Again, it's the Las Vegas Advisor, written as one word, lasvegasadvisor.com. Check it out. You can also join them. You get a reward book, which I do, and you get a monthly newsletter. I get the hard copy. It's cheaper if you just get the online copy. And the reward book is a lot of fun. And you can use it on the Strip. You can use it at Fremont Street and off the Strip, too. So I don't think you can go wrong with this one. So we wanted to share that with you today in odds and ends, all right? Take a look at least online and see what you think. Those are incredible deals.
3, 2, 1.
So when I went to the Meadows, my intention was to, I'm going to say, enhance a system of playing the Iron Cross that I watched on a Jeremy Ellerick video. I believe it was by 555 Craps. I promise I will definitely do some research with them. Sounds like an interesting group of people. But they were playing the Iron Cross by trying to take away the fear of the seven. And that's not a bad idea at all. In fact, Jimmy DeGreek always maintained that if you play the Iron Cross, you should play from the don't pass line. But they didn't do that. What they did was they tried to take away the seven by laying the five. And I want to, just for our newcomers here, let's just talk about the place bets that you make on the Iron Cross. Okay, so we're talking about a $10 minimum table. And the reason I'm using that is, during the pandemic, I just don't think there's any $5 tables out there. There probably are, but I don't know where they are. So that means a minimum bet on the five, which pays $7 every $5 you bet. So if you bet 10 on the five, you win 14. However, the five is not on the field. So you had $10 on the field too. So if a five hits at the minimum level, you win $4. And for the sake of our discussion, you can make a 5-4 ways, a 4-1, a 1-4, one die of 2, one die of 3, and one die of 3 or one die of 2. So there's 4 ways to make a 5. And instead of winning $14, you only win 4 because there's not a 5 on the field, and you lose that $10 that you bet on the field. Now, for our newcomers in the Iron Cross, you also make place bets on the 6 and the 8. And at the minimum level at a $10 table, that's a $12 bet. And the 6 and the 8 pay 7 to 6. So for every $6 you bet, you win $7. So again, you win $14. But there's no 6 or 8 on the field. So you lose that field bet. So at the minimum level at a $10 table, the 5, the 6, and the 8, if they're winners for you, you win $4 because you lose your field bet. So why play this at all? Well, let's talk about the field numbers. There's seven field numbers. So in most casinos in the United States, the 2 and the 12 pay double. So you have $10 on the field. So that's a nice win. You win $20. The other numbers are the 3, the 4, the 9, the 10, and the 11. So if those hit, it's even money. That $10 field bet pays you $10. Now, you don't lose any money that you have placed on the 5, the 6, and the 8. Craps doesn't work that way. You only lose money when a 7 is rolled. So when you're playing the Iron Cross, the 5, 6, 8 gives you a little bit of money at the minimum level and more money if you keep rolling field numbers, and especially if you roll those craps numbers of 2 and 12. That's the whole scheme. And it covers every number in craps. That's the other advantage. So for your $44, you've covered every number. Now, personally, you're risking $44 to win either $4 a roll or $10 a roll, or sometimes on a 2 or 12, $20. And my ticket is, well, all right, you want to play the field? Play it for 2 or 3 rolls and stop playing it, you know? But most people don't come off or come down or stop playing something. They stay playing it. And so what this 555 decided to do is, let's make the 7 pay us something. And to do that, they had to lay a number. And so they laid the 5. And again, I told you there's 4 ways to make a 5. My enhancement to their system is simply not to lay the 5, but to lay a 4 or a 10. Because there's fewer ways to make a 4 or 10. There's 3 ways to make a 4, let's say. So if you lay the 4, you know, a 4 could be a hard 4, 2-2, a 3-1, a 1-3. Those are 3 ways that you make a 4. And you would lose the lay bet. So that's what I'm doing. And it's just, I think, mathematically a better way to play the Iron Cross if you want to lay a number and make the 7 pay. So I need for the 7 to pay something close to $44 if it's going to help me, right? All right, so I'm going to lay that number 4 for $60. Oh, my. Now, if a 7 is rolled, I win 30. So I still lose 14, but, you know, hey, that's all right. It's better than losing 44. If you want to cover completely, let's lay $100. All right, so I got $100 laid on the 4. If the 4 comes up with a 2-2, a 3-1, or a 1-3, I lose $100. I don't lose the place bet I have on the 5, the 6, and the 8, or the field bet, because I actually win on the field $10. So I'd lose the $100 bet, win $10 on the field, and actually I'd lose $90. But if a 7 was rolled, I'd win $50. So that would give me a plus 6 minus the vig of $5. So I'd win a dollar, but I wouldn't lose anything. So that's my enhancement. So I just went there to just jerk around, and I was going to do that. You know, I was going to try the 555 idea of laying a number to make the 7 help you or support you and not wipe out that minimum bets that you have on the 5-6-8 field, commonly called the Iron Cross. And here's what happened. It didn't work that way at all. Looking down at my dice, I was at one end of the table, and this was a pandemic table. There could only be 6 players. And I was very lucky again because that was the only position open. And when I get on the end, I set my dice either to 2 fives on top and 2 fours looking at me, you know, flat. 2 fives on top of the dice looking down at the dice. Or I put a 6 on the dice on closest to my left hand and a 4, you know, facing my gut. And on the other right dice, I put a 4 on top and a 6 facing my but my gut. So I'm looking down on a dice. On the left, it's a 6, and on the right, it's a 4. And facing my stomach, on the 6 dice is a 4, and on the 4 dice is a 6. 6-4, that's the call. I've had some luck throwing that set. I don't believe in dice control, so you're screaming like, why do you do that? Because I just believe from that throwing end-to-end, that's a great set, and it sevens don't come up so often. So it was one of those times, the guy next to me was throwing the dice, so I got there with $300, and, you know, again, I was going to do the enhanced Iron Cross by laying the 4. And when I got the dice, the guy sevened out after I got my... Then I didn't want to interrupt the game, so I didn't get my money or anything till he sevened out. And I said, hey, I'm coming in. And they said, sure, you know. And I gave him $300. He gave me the chips. Now, because I'm throwing a dice, I had to make a pass line bet. The minimum bet was $10. You know, because you have to have something on the pass line to throw the dice. So if you're playing the Iron Cross, you still have to make a pass line bet when you have the dice. That's another thing to think about. That screws up the math, right? But here's the point. I just started to roll numbers. I had laid the 4. I just started to roll numbers. And I said, you know, here's what I'm going to do. I'm making $40, $50 on these numbers, you know. I started throwing a lot of field numbers, and I started making money. And I thought, you know, what the hell? Why should I lay this 4 for $100? I'm making money. So I took the lay bet off the 4. And, you know, oh, was I lucky, because it wasn't like a roll or two after that. I hit a 4, and then I hit another 4, you know, back to back. So the truth of it is, and please share this, when a shooter is rolling numbers, any place bet, any pass line system, any pressing system works. It's not the system. It's the fact that you're rolling numbers. And I rolled numbers and rolled numbers and rolled numbers and rolled numbers. And I made points. So I just played the regular game of craps. And I didn't press up quickly, but before too long, you know, I had a $20 bet on the 5 and a $30 bet on the 6 and a $30 bet on the 8 and a $20 bet on the 9 and, you know, a $20 bet on the 10 and I bought the 4 and the 10. And then I put money on the hard ways because I was winning money. And the only mistake I made by my standards was, you know, I was up to $900 and I kept going, but on one throw, doggone it, the dice bounced off the table. One of the dice bounced off the table. And my rule is when that happens, I go off on all my place bets, pick up my odds bet, which was substantial. It was $20 or $30. And my pass line odds bet, I go off on everything, and then I usually hop the reds, those are the 7s, that pays 15 to 1. For $15, so, you know, I get a $75 hit, lose the pass line, and I'm still ahead and lose the dice. I didn't do that because I was BSing with the guy beside me, and I felt bad about it, and I said, please don't roll a 7. And, of course, I did. But I had been making bets for the dealers, too. They were really happy with me. You know, I was placing a $30 6 for me and a $12 6 for them, and I was placing a $5 hard 6 for me and a $2 hard 6 for them. And we had a couple of hits with those, and they were happy. And so I was so happy. They were counting up my chips. I held 10 in my hand. I said, here's for the good work, everybody. So I get a profit. I came in for $300, and I left the table after I tipped them with $890. Why would you hedge bets when you're rolling numbers? So my point is, sometimes you go in with a scheme and you want to do something like I did. Because I actually talked to Jeremy Ellerick about this, you know, that the system he showed, was interesting to me, but I would lay the 4 or the 10 because there's only 3 ways to make it rather than the 5. And so I just went down there, you know, to do it at a live table where you lose money. And at my table at home, obviously, I say I lost money, but I didn't, you know. It's because it's just all pretend on my table. So I wanted to do it. And I just started rolling numbers. And I realized I'm going to get off this field. I mean, if I'm going to keep rolling a 9 and a 4, I'm going to get off this field. You know, and I'm going to get money to place them for more money so I get more money. Well, we had already told you in the podcast that the Meadows made it such that a match play coupon can be turned into cash. And I knew I had a $25 one, but I told you I didn't do it. And the machine to do that to you was very close to the table that I left. So I went over there and I ran my card through it, and I saw that my match play was up to $40, and actually $50 on match plays. And then I realized that those dealers took care of me. They kind of huddled up because I had tipped them. Nobody else at the table was tipping them. And so I converted that $50 match play to $40 in food credits. And so when Janie and I went to the Parlay Lounge at the Hyatt, you know, I think our bill was $36. It was totally free. So the room was free with no resort fee or taxes. And our dinner was free. The only money that I paid for food was to get a beer. I had to buy a $2 hot dog. And that's just how it is until April 4th. That's just how it's going to be in Pennsylvania. So the point of Craps Talk today is go there with a scheme. I like that. Go there with a system. I like that. But if something different happens or better happens, abandon hedge bets. Abandon them and just play regular craps. And you'll win more money. And I wish it was like that all the time. We didn't have to come up with any kind of system of hedging things. But obviously, sometimes you do because the table is cold and there's a lot of sevens out thrown. But this time, I didn't. And I still believe in that 6-4 dice set throwing coast to coast in terms of the tendencies. Can't control them. Boy, it's sure been good to me. Sure been good to me. So, okay, so once again, we come to a close of our podcast. This one was the 108th one, and we hope you enjoyed it. Remember, you can join us and follow us on the Facebook group, just Casinos USA. You can also call our answering service. That's 1-724-519-4556. And, you know, and share your casino successes and triumphs, or just your trip reports. We'd love that. And you can do that on Facebook with us, too. You can make your post. And if you want to see us on Twitter, it's Casinos USA 2017. And we don't tweet so often, but we post almost every day. So once again, thanks for listening. Casinos USA is still a place where every day is Saturday. See you in a couple weeks. So long.